Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John McKay Burr. Holy smokes. I wasn't sure we should. This microphone was frozen this morning.
I know. And I discovered something, too. I'm glad that I've got two snow shovels at home.
Yes.
Because just for fun, we did a news story right before the big one hit. And pretty much all the major stores called 7 or 8 of them, the big folks, and they were all out, unless you wanted a little pink kitty shovel.
Yeah, no, that's totally been the case. I mean, this is definitely, if you've been in Tri-Cities a long time, you've seen this before, but if you haven't, I mean, I don't know exactly, but 8, 9, 10 years before I can really remember where we got the snow and it stayed cold enough long enough for there to be, I like to call them the Mount Everest piles in the shopping center parking lot. Mm-hmm. So
every few years we get one, and then you see some smart folks. That's about the time you're like, well, maybe I should invest in a snowblower, and then it'll sit in the shed for 3 years.
Yeah, it does. I do wonder. We do have one, though, and I've been very, very thankful the last 2 weeks that we did have it. And I have some commercial buildings, so I have to be a little more prepared than some other folks just to be ready to take care of that. So, but real estate, it doesn't completely stop. I will tell you, it does slow down a little bit, though, which if you've been listening to the show and you know our market, it's that time of year where it's just a little bit tougher. And in fact, that was one of the things I was going to talk about and go over a little bit today. And that was kind of how the weather does affect real estate. But before we do that, I just wanted to jump into, we always like to do kind of our interesting or crazy celebrity real estate house. And this week off of realtor.com, we've got the Betty Crocker house.
Ooh.
And so it's interesting because it actually is the woman behind Betty. I did not know this until I read the article, but Betty Crocker is not actually real. She was a fictional character based upon some other folks. It was actually 6 women that helped personalize that original domestic goddess, we will say. And so Janet Kelly lived in this home, and it was really an interesting article, because this house, which is up in Massachusetts, was built in, and I had to read this twice, I just didn't believe it at first, built in 1681.
Wow.
Yeah, 1681, historic home. And it was developed, and really in the 1920s is when it became famous and had Jeanette Kelly there, and they were working on this type of stuff. Of course, being the Betty Crocker house, you would think the kitchen is what is going to be iconic.
Yeah.
And actually, it's very interesting. There's only been minor changes to the original kitchen to keep its historic value.
Wow.
And that one minor change, McKay, they couldn't get away without adding a dishwasher.
Oh, okay.
so definitely were not dishwashers in 1681. And if they were, it was your hands. Absolutely. So this home, still on the market. Now, it is not one of our most expensive ones we've ever had. But you're looking at a 3-bed, 2-bath, 2,800 square foot home there. And that's going for $665,000.
Is that all?
And it was interesting, though. It did say, gosh, why hasn't this iconic home sold? But the age, even though it's cool and historic, could also be one of those factors. So a lot of times people are looking for less maintenance and maybe not so old of a home. Mm-hmm. Also, some historic homes have a reputation for being money pits. I mean, there's definitely upgrades and changes you've got to make to them. So
it'd be hard to find comps.
It'd be hard to find a comp for Betty Crocker's house. Absolutely. So that iconic home, very interesting. I thought with all of the holidays and the cooking and special treats that were going on. That was an interesting one to bring to the table. Well, one of the things, obviously, it's been happening this week. We get a lot of calls. We're getting a lot of questions about it. And that is what happens with the weather outside. Mm-hmm. And there's definitely some challenges. There's some challenges that people don't think about. So we just wanted to kind of hit those highlights a little bit today, along with some of the strategies that we use to deal with those. So one of the first ones that comes up is normally in real estate, you will make a house purchase contingent upon an inspection.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times you will do 10 days for that inspection period. Well, I got to tell you right now at our office, we're encouraging all of our agents, even though it can slow the process down a little bit, is we're writing those inspection time periods instead of the normal 10 days. We're going out 12 to 15 days to get those home inspections done. The reason behind that is, number one, you can have these delays. You've seen it this week. You've had school delayed. You've had roads, especially on residential in streets to some of these housing mm-hmm. developments. When you get back into it, those roads are not accessible. So that alone can cost you 1 to 2 to 3 days, and we've seen it in this last week just dealing with that. So you want to make sure you have sufficient amount of time to get the home inspections completed. Another issue that's going to come up is normally you're getting a very detailed inspection and a visual and walk of the roof. Mm-hmm. I can tell you right now, home inspectors are not walking roofs. They're not up there walking those roofs. So there's a little bit of a discrepancy there, and you might want to have a roofer look on the do a more thorough examination of the inside of the roof. And there might be one of these things too, is you might have to try to look at photographs of the home and examine that more closely before the snow hit. Maybe the home was listed before the snow was here.
Yes.
Maybe there were some summer pictures that were provided by the owner. So you can take a look at that condition of the roof. Obviously, if there's leaks happening and stuff going on, usually from the bottom side, the inspector can find evidence of that. But it's one of those things that's just going to be a little bit harder. One of the common things we see is you have vent pipes that come out roofs, mm-hmm. and you have these rubber jackets that go around the vent pipe that shed water that comes down on those. A lot of times with extreme heat, and then now we have the cold weather, those shrink up and then crack.
They get brittle.
Which can allow the moisture to go through them when the snow starts to melt. Well, right now, I don't care how good of an inspector you are or what you're doing, you're not going to be able to tell if those are cracked or there's any issues there.
Because even if you sweep off the snow, there's ice.
Absolutely. And so it creates a dangerous position there. So they have to do just a little better job sometimes on the bottom side of the roofs, checking the attics out where they can get access and take a look at that. But you need to know this time of year that that's going to be a little bit of an increased risk that you're looking at when you're purchasing right now. So that's another big one. Another big thing that we run into with weather, and this is a small point that we bring up to people, and that is showing vacant homes or showing homes that are not occupied.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, what we see people do is they'll set their thermostats down to, say, 50 degrees. Some even I've seen at 45 Ooh. In homes that are vacant because they're not living there. They don't want to pay those heating bills. That might work when the outside air temperature is 30 to 60 degrees. But problems can happen, and McKay, you know this, when you have a thermostat set at 45 and then all of the sudden you get the polar vortex. Can I call this the polar vortex, McKay?
15, 20 degrees.
Yeah, and you get down to that 10 degrees or a single digit degree, that 45 ambient air temperature inside is not going to be enough to keep the wall from freezing and then affecting those pipes in there.
Mm-hmm.
The second issue that we're dealing with, and we've talked about this before on the show, if a buyer is looking at homes this week and they've been out in the snow and the ice, They usually are not what the industry calls a looky-loo. They, if they're going out in the snow and ice and scheduling appointments with their realtor and going out, this is a serious buyer that you need to take very, very serious because they potentially could be making an offer. They're not out looking right now for fun. There's a lot of other stuff to be doing. So one of the things that happens with that is if they're outside and it's cold and they go in a house that is only 48 to 50 degrees, they're not going to stay in there very long.
Automatic negative.
Automatic negative. It doesn't feel comfortable. I understand that there's a cost associated with keeping that house at the higher temperature, but if you want to sell this time of year, you need to make that buyer comfortable when they get in that house. Our buyer agents in my office, they all said it. They go, gosh, we did. We showed houses this last week. We still have some buyers that are very serious right now and trying to find. And they said, we were in houses that were 45 and 50 degrees, and it was terrible. They're like, they wanted to rush through the showing. They weren't comfortable in there. And then they go to a house that is, 65 to 70. And they're like, we spent a lot of time in there.
Yep.
Even if it was just because they wanted to warm up, it naturally felt more comfortable. And they spent more time in there looking at the house. So hard part about selling during some of these weather issues is that we are looking at having to spend a little more money on utilities to make sure that the buyers are comfortable inside of those homes. Third thing that I had written down is there's some maintenance issues with the driveways. I know you're selling and people might not be there, but you have to have somebody set up to make sure that those sidewalks get cleared, the porches get cleared, because when people are pulling up and getting out of their cars, tromping through that snow and tracking that into the front of the house, it's just not a good situation. And worst of all is it can be at many times an unsafe situation.
A liability.
And so you want to make sure that you have those areas cleared out and ready to go if someone is scheduling showings this time of year. So those are, and like I said, natural slowdown. But there are things that are still happening. We had three clients last week, and we talked about this in earlier shows, that were working on job transfers out of state, some out of country, and they have to move, and they're looking at making those moves for the calendar year, the first part of January. So we're still getting a lot of calls out there, and I tell you what, we still need that good inventory. So when we're out there, we're still evaluating houses, we're giving market analysis, we're going to be doing this right up to Christmas, because there's folks that are still having to make those choices to move in January, and you want to be prepared for that. The other thing with buyers right now, and we're going to talk a little bit about this after the break, with our buyers right now, what can you be doing if you're considering new construction? Now is a great time to get on the schedules and to start making some of those choices with your new construction that you can do inside the comfort of a heated office. And if you're not going to be outside doing that, we'll talk about that when we come back from the break, looking at new construction when there's 6 to 8 inches of snow on the ground.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. A frozen update, McKay, is what that is. We've been still trying to put some deals together and sliding around the streets to make it happen. It's amazing. Kids, school cancellations, kids around, but there are still people out there looking. We talked about what are some of the issues involved with selling real estate in the weather like this. And we see a lot with contractors and different businesses around town, and everybody has their own set of challenges. And one of them that comes up, McKay, I'll tell you this, is putting signs in the ground were a little tougher the last couple days. But we've been known to use an augered drill bit to cut through that first couple inches and make sure we can still get those signs up. And believe it or not, there's still some great inventory that's coming on and out there. Real quick, I always want to get a pick three in of some potentials that are still available on the market out there. Now, pick number one, this is an absolute incredible one of a kind, and it's a riverfront lot. And I know with the snow and ice, you might not be thinking about this, but we're going to talk a little bit later in the show. When you get ready to build and go into that season, there's architects' reviews and there's plans and things you need to do. So considering new construction this time of year, not a bad option because you can get a lot of that legwork done so that when the dirt thaws out and we're ready to go, you have all of the odds and ends on your end done. So this riverfront lot, absolutely, this is a 1.86 acre riverfront lot right on the Columbia River in North Pasco. It's got stunning views. It's very secluded. A lot of those riverfront lots that are left set up a little bit on the bluff, a little bit higher. This already has the driveway put down into the lot. And this particular lot, you go down the long driveway, it sits right on the river. Ooh. So you're just right upside, right on the outside, on the top side of that high water river mark, and you are in your own little space right on the water. So incredible opportunity, and that lot is priced at $225,000. I actually believe it is the least expensive lot on the river right now.
Wow, so, especially with a driveway.
Great, great opportunity there. That's out off of Fanning Road. Pick number two, I've got another. I kind of had that riverfront theme. I think I was thinking about cold water freezing, McKay, for today. But pick number two, 4620 River Boulevard in Pasco. This is a one-of-a-kind river estate. It's on 1 acre right on the river in Pasco, almost 4,000 square feet. Absolute gorgeous rambler, recently updated cherry flooring, large living room with a gas fireplace, dining area open to the kitchen. You've got stainless steel appliances, built-in double ovens, updated solid surface countertops. Exterior of the house has been updated with stucco and gutters, slate entry. Very, very nice property. And then it has a 1,410 square foot guest house that has its own private entry, attached garage, and open concept main level in the guest house. So you could use this as maybe a mother-in-law quarters. You could rent it out. A very, very cool space. Fully fenced yard, mature landscaping. And to get on the river for an acre, that's coming in at $775,000.
That's pretty good.
Hard to get on the river for that price anymore. Pick number three, also right here in Pasco, 7907 Madera Drive. This is a four-bedroom, three-bath home, West Pasco, 2232 square feet, large formal living room. You got a formal dining room, big kitchen and pantry, breakfast bar out to the family room. Very, very nice property. Half bath and laundry room on the main level and a slider off of that family room back to the patio and fully fenced backyard. RV boat parking, and that's coming in at $219,900.
Wow.
So absolutely, there are still some inventory out there. There's some great properties to still take a look at. If you have any questions about that, go to kenmoreteam.com and send us an email. We'd be glad to help about with that. One of the things we've been talking about today is dealing with the weather in our profession. We talked a little bit about some tips for people that are still trying to sell their house. One of the things we're getting right now and still is people have a little bit more time. They've been inside a little bit more the last couple weeks with the snow and stuff. And so we've been getting a lot of calls and requests for evaluations and building in the new year, building in 2017. Mm-hmm. And so a couple things to consider, and I know people think this is kind of a funny time to be considering building, but right now is there's things that have to happen. You have to get your financing in order. So you have to make sure you're ready to go there. If you have a house to sell, and this is two or three of the calls that we took this week, if you have a house to sell to make that new construction happen in 2017, we can be evaluating the market right now and be ahead of the curve, especially if you're thinking about getting that listed. Eventually, folks, I don't know when with the forecast, but the snow will eventually melt, McKay. And I hope eventually it's going to melt and go away. And,
sometime.
And then we'll be back to where you're ready to get that house sold.
Boat race weekend.
Oh, please, no, no. So one of the things that we can do right now, though, is take a look at the current market, take a look at those comparables, take a look at the pricing, and get you an evaluation on that house, get the paperwork going, get your disclosures done, so that once the snow does melt and you're ready to get that thing on the market, we're ready to get out there, get the sign up, and we can be going the next day. So we're doing a lot of that right now with clients, a lot of those evaluations to see what happened with the market at the end of 2016, what exactly their house is worth moving forward. Then on the new construction side, we've got some choices to make out there. And there's pros and cons, and you're looking at building and the time frames. Right now, there's going to be some delays. It's not like things are moving as fast as they were with excavation and foundations and getting that stuff done. There's going to be some delays. And so with what we're seeing happening, a little tick up in interest rates, and we're seeing also the call, most of the information I'm getting and reading right now says that we can expect at least another two hikes next year. Another 2/4-point hikes is kind of the sentiment that's coming out of the Fed right now next year. So with that happening, there's a couple things we want to do. If you've thought about building, you want to get in there early in the spring, I would say, and I'm saying spring, but I would say January, February, you want to get your builder picked, get your plan picked, get your financing package together, and then we can look at a long-term rate lock with that so that you can get that pricing locked in now. And with new construction coming up for 2017, that's going to be one of the biggest things you want to be looking at. And we've still got some great lots. We've got some great subdivisions, amazing builders going right now. And so a lot of what we're doing right now is getting those pricings together, getting those quotes, getting that bid from our builders, and shoring up and finalizing some of these contracts so that as soon as the weather changes, we will absolutely be ready to go. So right now we're telling a lot of our clients coming into the office, meeting with us, going through some of that, now is a great time to be making that consideration for a new construction build in 2017. And so those are really the biggest factors that we are facing with the weather right now. We're still out there showing homes. We're still helping our sellers get those evaluations. And we're absolutely going to be ready for, I think, another breakout, amazing real estate year in 2017 in Tri-Cities. We're super excited. Tons of radio referrals the last couple weeks, even with what's going on in the weather. And so for us personally, it's not affecting us a lot other than a few less showings. And we're going to be working right up to Christmas. Please feel free to give us a call with any questions. Go to the website at kenmoreteam.com, shoot us a message, and we will be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.